when everybody was asleep and I just want to listen to some tunes and just enjoy my nights out. Couldn't do it. Couldn't do any of that crap this weekend. And so I searched high and low just now. I searched high and low earlier. I go back and look at my bag. They're in my bag.
Wait, so you don't have the, and forgive me here, I make a broad assumption that you would have the AirBuds that you could, you press the button on your phone and they beep.
No.
And you can find them. That's what mine do. I can press the button and then it beeps and then I know exactly where it is.
No, I need AirTags on everything now.
Okay, because my daughter steals my AirPods and she takes them out of the little case and then I have to do the beep thing and then I find them.
I think I'm going to have to do it for everything though.
Why not?
My car keys, my earbuds. I might just put one on my ass.
You're turning into Andy Baskin.
No, I think it's worse. I think I've shot past Baskin. I think we're like 3 weeks away from aphasia. I'm just not gonna be able to use my words anymore. That's arguable. I might not be able to now.
The problem though is that I feel like once you become bad at that and then you recognize that you're bad at that, it becomes a downhill slope because you stop caring about being anything close to good at it.
Yeah, and we all know my pride is a sketchy thing for me anyways. Like personal appearance pride, that went out the way a long time
ago.
You
bought new shoes. I see them on your feet.
It's just a happenstance they look okay.
14 dub.
Just a happenstance. But no, yeah, this is, I would say slow and steady. No, it's quite fast, quite steady. This is the end, and you should be here for it, because I think it's going to benefit everybody else at the station, just not me.
You getting compliments on those shoes?
Yeah, everybody likes them. My kids think that the okay. N on my new shoe stands for Nick.
Stands for Nick. Of course it does.
It's New Balance.
Yeah, tell them they bought the whole company just to name it after you.
I'd honestly, they're 11. They're not going to fact check me yet. The oldest one, she would. So speaking of being fact checked, is it time to stand down on the Kevin Stefanski criticism?
So this is for you. This is what this is. I have no idea what direction you're going to go with this. I have no idea how you're going to take this, but I kept thinking about you all day yesterday. Because yesterday during that game, yeah, you lived rent-free up in my noggin. I kept thinking, I'm like, is Nick going to own up to the idea that not only does Stefanski look like a professional head coach, but all of the criticisms that you lobbed his direction for 7 weeks, as warranted as they once were, now don't seem as warranted.
No, it's one game. Like, this is the danger of, because what's going to happen is, I already saw it, I saw Lima tweet out the joke about this is what I'm gonna do to idiot callers who criticize the 2-time coach of the year. And I was like, did I forget the point last week where you said Kevin Stefanski looks incredibly weak?
I think he gave him an F grade, did he not?
I believe there was an F grade. I think Ken went with a D minus.
He did a D minus grade. Forgive me, I'm sorry.
Like, listen, I'm not invited to the charity function, so I clearly have no play here that's going to help me or hurt me.
You mean you also don't get abused by Kevin's dad?
Nope, they're not going to. Ed Stefanski's not going to invite me to a party just to play.
Verbally, that is.
Me talking crap about his son. Will not happen.
Okay.
I mean, I'll still go.
By the way, great move by his dad. I love that. No, I love every bit of that.
Strong move. Here's the problem.
I totally would talk down two hosts in that respect.
Here's the problem. Ken and Anthony have shame. I have none. All right? So I'm just gonna have a couple belts and just enjoy myself. No, I digress. No. Guys, the criticism is still valid. Because, what is this? 7 out of 8 times this year, or 6 out of 8 times, they've failed to meet expectations. So in terms of the whole play calling thing, also, I think it's so early to take a victory lap on Kevin's play calling, as if that was the difference. Yes, Ken Dorsey found the secret of success yesterday. Or, they had a really good game, they took everything that was at them, Jameis didn't screw up, nobody made any really egregious errors, it was just a good, fun football game. So no, I'm not ready to walk back any criticism I have of Kevin, because the next 9 games are still about evaluating Kevin. If at any point they get back into the playoffs, evaluation done. Right?
I'll tell you where I felt. Maybe this is just way too reactionary based off of one game, and it's kind of been the theme of me today. But watching yesterday, I just kept thinking, what an idiot I was forever being critical of Stefanski. Like, I got very rose-colored glasses again. I'm like, yeah, of course. Of course it was always Watson's problem. And of course Stefanski gets a decent quarterback and then shows us what he's always been able to show us. Like, it's kind of wild that we just believe that, like, the Monstars stole his talent and Kevin Stefanski forgot how to do this. Of course he remembered how to do this. He just needed someone that wasn't human toxic waste around him.
Yeah, here's the thing. I think that's a gross oversimplification. I think if Kevin only can work with quarterbacks that fit his system, the statute of limitations is going to run out on this thing eventually. Like, if you can only, well, I have a system, and my system works when there's a quarterback that fits exactly the system.
Ultimately, you need a quarterback, Nick, that you can win a Super Bowl with, and I'd say this about Flacco the same way I'd say it about Jameis. Even if it looks good, you're not winning a Super Bowl with either one of those quarterbacks. They're not getting past Lamar or Mahomes with that style of play.
But I think, to get back to the big picture question here, the bar's changed with Kevin. Like, I'm no longer, I don't know when we just decided to keep grading him off of the sludge that was here. Well, you know, he's not Freddie Kitchens. Well, you know, he's not, Pat Shurmur. Okay, that wasn't the goal. And in fairness, none of those dudes ever walked into a situation that Kevin and Andrew walked into. So, big picture, one of the reasons why I'm not letting anyone off the hook because of one good game is, one, it doesn't make any sense. Good games happen all the time. Even dumbass teams walk into a good win. I'm not saying that's what the Browns are, but I'm saying if that's who you thought they were, good teams do wander into a win time and again.
Yeah, not like that one, though.
Yes, they do.
Not like that one.
Yes, they do.
The Ravens had won five straight. They were the best team in football. And
they had the worst passing offense or passing defense in the NFL.
But the Browns didn't just have a good game. That was almost as perfect of a game as they could have had in that instance, where everything was working exactly the way that the Browns wanted it to work.
When did they become the 72 Dolphins? I must have missed that. Because I didn't see a perfect team yesterday.
330 yards of passing from Jameis. There was a lot that was working there.
I saw a team was really competent. In fairness, hadn't seen that consistently previously. I saw defense that was really, that was not letting mistakes continue to pile up. That was great. I saw an offensive line that looked like the, $80 million, $60 million offensive line that we thought they would. So, like, I saw a lot of good. But same thing with Kevin. Like, okay, awesome. You got the win, but you're 2-6. So this idea that anything really changed with our thoughts on Kevin, no, he still has an uphill climb to keep these guys on the leash and playing for him for the next 9 games. And that's okay to say. It doesn't mean you hate Kevin. It means not only am I trying to find out, I think Kevin's better than the 6 jabronis that preceded him. I'm trying to figure out if you can win a Super Bowl with Kevin. If I got to do that with every quarterback that walks through the door, if I had to do that with Baker Mayfield, I'm damn sure going to do that with the head coach.
That was always the evaluation for this year. Even if they were really good and they looked awesome, that was always going to be the evaluation for this year. Was can Stefanski be the guy that takes you to the next level? Because he'd only won one playoff game. Like, that was going to be the big question around Stefanski, is that we know he was good, but can he take you deep into the postseason? And now at this point, we might have reset it just a little bit because of what happened at 2-6. But I went from going into that game on Sunday to thinking Stefanski was dead man walking to now I'm sitting there and saying to myself, I see an avenue for Stefanski to be able to keep his job.
How much time did that buy him?
That win yesterday? A lot. A lot of time.
So if they lose the next 3 games, you're locked in?
No, because that would have disproven everything that I thought I saw yesterday. Okay? I'm open to the idea that I can be disproven on that because I'm open to every idea for the next 3, 4, 5 weeks, whatever that is. Ultimately, though, what yesterday affirmed to me is that I feel like Stefanski, if it's not Deshaun Watson, knows what the hell he's doing. And I feel like Deshaun Watson, again, I completely underestimated how much toxicity and how much Deshaun Watson was bringing down everybody else around him. That's where I made the mistake.
I think everybody, and listen, yesterday slammed the door on Deshaun. So I'm not trying to relitigate this. That dude is gone. All right? But whether it's Joe, whether it's Jameis, if I can paint that any middle-of-the-road quarterback can be good in this context, amen. All right. Sorry, Deshaun, you couldn't cut the mustard. It was 17 games, 18 games. Sorry, it didn't work out here. Sucks it didn't work out. A lot of questions going forward. I pray to God he never goes elsewhere and does good because that'll open up a whole other question.
Sure.
But the point is, my questions about whether Kevin can still adapt to an elite quarterback, they're still there.
Oh, no, those haven't gone away.
But my questions about Kevin as a leader, still there. My questions about whether Kevin can dig out of this kind of hole at 1-6, now 2-6, still there. So nothing really changed other than you got to win.
Nothing changed for you yesterday?
No.
Nothing at all?
No, you get a half credit, a piece of credit here. Here's your kudo for giving Ken Dorsey the play calling. But, like, it is a game. I got to say, because here's the thing. If I'm holding the team to the standard, I need to see it more than once.
Yeah, those are the type of games,
though, with a coach.
Nick, those are the type of games, though, that, like for instance, if Nick Sirianni gets fired tomorrow, no one's hiring him in any other spot in the NFL, and we can just emphatically say that. Those are the type of games where I know with certainty if Kevin Stefanski got fired from the Browns or at the end of the season, it didn't work out. After games like that and showing it as many ways as he has, fired in a second.
Nick Sirianni's going to get another job.
I don't know that he will.
Yeah, he's been to a Super Bowl.
Now he's
Pat Shermer got a second job, and Pat Shermer went, I think, 12 and
we
something.
Can debate Nick Sirianni till the cows come home, but that was Shane Steichen and Jonathan Gannon getting a lot of credit for that one.
Yeah, no.
Got a lot of credit for that one.
Yeah, and he's going to get a chance to prove himself again.
I think there are certain coaches.
I think Sirianni and Stefanski are in the same category. They're guys that when it's good, I go, oh, I trust you. Okay, cool. And then when it's even remotely bad, here's
don't my... Don't say Robert Saleh instead? Like, there are certain coaches that aren't getting it.
Not Saleh. No. I'd be surprised if he got a second job. But I think my problem with Kevin is, and this goes back to the quarterback position, because I think, and I'm going to use the sports talk term.
Yeah, let's do it.
It's a microcosm of the whole situation. When the quarterback's in line with what Kevin wants to do, he can win. When the team is perfect, when everything goes right, Kevin can win. That's not how this goes in the NFL. If you want to win a championship, you have to overcome a lot of wrong to make it right. And I still have not seen that from Kevin.
No,
this is the perfect opportunity
to prove it. But you're back to the spot that we're supposed to be in at this point when everything is supposed to be going well. Like you're back at that spot where it's like, all right, we know we like Kevin. Can he be the guy that slays Andy Reid? Can he be the guy that actually takes down and then name whatever top team you think is in the AFC right now? And that was always going to be a question for Kevin coming into this year.
But I never changed. I think.
Well, that's what you're telling me, is that it never changed.
I think I tend to be the kind of the weather vane here, which is I'm kind of going where I'm going. I think everybody gets way too high with Kevin and way too low. He's been a good coach. Until proven otherwise, nothing more, nothing less. And I want to give him that opportunity to do that. But saying that that's the win, guys, I love a win over the Ravens like the next guy. There's also a chance to say worst passing defense in the NFL with the matchup nightmare that is Jameis Winston actually throwing the ball down. They dropped a bunch of interceptions. They dropped a bunch of potential touchdowns. Like, that is as bad as the Ravens can play, some of which you drew out in them. But to come back and say, well, what question yesterday did Kevin actually answer with that win?
That he can win with just about anybody.
But
not named Deshaun Watson. And that Deshaun Watson was the bulk of the reason for why this thing was going downhill.
Jacoby.
What do you mean he didn't win with Jacoby?
They went 4-7.
He was the number five. He was the number five offense when Jacoby Brissett got benched. He was the number five offense in the entire NFL scoring offense when Jacoby got benched.
You can look it up.
He was the number five. The defense was a mess.
What about
that? Was no fault of Stefanski. Don't give me that look.
Is he the head coach or is he just the OC?
No, but
because this is the sliding scale that we get into with Kevin.
It was the end of Joe Woods. Like, what do you want me to do?
When they fired
him at the end of the year. They knew it was a problem.
When we like Kevin, it's, oh, he's a great offensive coordinator and he's a great this. What about the defense?
Well, they have a number five scoring offense with Jacoby Brissett.
But no, this is the
Shelton. Not saying that was a failure by any stretch by Stefanski.
They were 4-7 with him. They went 7-10 on the season.
It was the best Jacoby Brissett had ever looked.
No, it's not. It's the same that he looked. In Indianapolis, statistically, it's the same freaking guy.
No, by the points per game, it's not even close, Nick. But we don't need to debate Jacoby Brissett. He's done this with every quarterback we've seen, not named Deshaun Watson.
Until he didn't, because then he didn't look good with Baker.
Deshaun has been toxic for him, and it's never been more obvious.
This is the danger here. He's not a baby. He's not a kid. Like, Kevin Stefanski can handle the critique.
No, he was asked to solve an unsolvable puzzle that is Deshaun Watson.
What about Baker year two?
How do I discredit him with that?
What about Baker year two?
What about Baker year three?
What? I'm talking about Baker year two with Stefanski.
I know. I'm talking about year three with Stefanski.
There wasn't a year three.
2020?
No, it was 2020.
Am I getting my years wrong? I count 2018, then 2019.
There's no 2022. There's only 2 years.
We don't count the first year?
Year two with Stefanski is what he's saying.
Yeah.
I got confused. All right, go ahead.
Wires crossed there. But
sorry,
no,
you're right. I counted Baker's time with Hugh and then into Freddie and then into Stefanski's.
2021 was all Baker's fault. Okay, Kevin was a head coach. Well, 2022, he was a victim of circumstance with Deshaun and then the defense. Like, at what point is the head coach responsible for the results of the football team? Because I'll be honest with you,
he's responsible every single week.
It seems like when Kevin wins, oh, he's the greatest head coach. And then when Kevin loses, we can't kick over that stone because it's somebody else's fault.
I don't know. I look at what happened yesterday, and I think that is a perfect indictment for the reasoning. If you want to say Stefanski knows what he's doing with quarterbacks, 330 yards, three touchdowns with a guy that you think isn't any good in Jameis Winston.
He's like, not the play caller anymore.
I don't know how much more you need. Come on, that was a Stefanski offense if you ever saw one yesterday, and you know it.
A little bit of a troll there.
Yeah, 216-474. And by the way, did you see how many moments they went to him on the sideline, and he was just talking away in that mic set? Like, he clearly was doing a lot there.
216-474-0092. I guess he called all the plays yesterday, too. Time to stand down on the Stefanski criticism. I will tell you, I cannot wait for 1 week from now. Because I think there's a lot of talking going on.
There's hope?
No. Have hope. That's good. But when we go from hope to no concerns about Stefanski, Jameis is the truth, the offensive line is fixed, everything's good, it was all Deshaun.
Listen, he's not out of the woods. He's just not a lost cause anymore.
Who thought he was a lost cause a week ago?
A lot of people thought he was a lost cause a week ago.
Okay, but who specifically in our orbit?
I'm not talking about fans. He was a lost cause a week ago.
No, Stefanski? He pissed me off. That's all. He just pissed me off by doing dumb crap. There's a difference between wondering.
Did you want him fired a week ago, or did you not want him fired?
I never said he was getting ready. No. That would have been way too premature. You've got to let this thing play out. I never would have called for him to get fired a week ago. Or
did you think he was going to make it to the end of the season a week ago?
I thought,
because I didn't think he was going to make it to the end of the season a week ago, and so now I have hope that he will.
The Dorsey thing was the first time I thought he might not. But that's not the same thing as saying, this thing's a Hindenburg and he's going to Dubai. Like, opening up the possibility that he could be fired is not the same thing as saying he should be fired or will be fired. It's just recognizing the pattern there and understanding what Dorsey getting the play call truly meant there. 216-474-0092. Time to stand down on Stefanski criticism. And when we come back, you probably hate to lose anyway. This one way might be acceptable. 92.3 The Fan.
Bad stance?
Yeah, it's a bad stance because you would lose your ever-loving mind if I gave you $1 million.
No, I feel like you're treating like $1 million like $100 million right now. I don't know. I have no idea what you're going to say.
If I gave you $1 million to choose at the end of a Browns-Ravens game with the Ravens throwing the pass...
I can choose something for $1 million.
Or Commanders-Bears game with the Commanders throwing the pass...
I'm about to do it for a lot less, by the way.
That's the rub here. That one of those teams was going to successfully pull off a Hail Mary... We'd all say the Ravens against the Browns and not the Commanders against the Bears, right?
Yeah. Well, especially since the Ravens had better starting position and they were set up to go. By the way, why didn't Lamar... Did at any point did it cross Lamar's mind to just tuck it and run?
No, it didn't. Because I think he's in full, I'm not a running quarterback mode. I think he only runs out of necessity because I think he knows people... I mean, even now, like...
I mean, I think he would have got there. I think he had like one guy to beat if he just went down the right side. He had three blockers and one guy to beat. 30 yards for Lamar?
The problem becomes then you have to do the lateral thing, and that's where things get really sticky if one guy does challenge.
I mean, it was
you.
Two plays in a row, though, he had an opportunity. Right? I feel like old Lamar would have just gone for it.
Yeah, but Lamar doesn't change the narrative about him.
I think you're right. I think he knew with the run it was going to continue to be Lamar saves the day with his legs.
Yeah. Now... I thought the Jaden Daniels play was the most fun play we've had in the NFL, and I can't think of anything this year that tops that or comes close to it. Fair?
Yeah, they just don't happen.
Yeah.
Everything down from the actual Hail Mary being completed to then the taunting that happened prior to the play, it was a masterclass in things we love as people.
That's actually, to me, the best part of it, because Tyreek Stevenson was 100% in the right to do what he was doing.
Because when you're in the right.
Because mathematically, you're never going to look like an a-hole in that situation.
No, you can't taunt Commanders fans and not even pay attention to the play as the play is unfolding.
He made it there. He was making a play on the ball. Give him the damn credit.
For those that didn't see it, he was in the far corner of the end zone away from the play, taunting Commanders fans as the play was snapped. And pay attention a little bit.
I don't know. I'm not. So I should say.
This is the Sunday Night Baseball broadcast when... Jeez, what shortstop was it? They weren't even looking at the field. They were turned away looking to the bleachers as the game was going on. And it was like, what do you do? I think it was Starlin Castro. I think that's who it was.
That definitely sounds like Starlin Castro.
And he was looking away towards the bleachers as plays were going on. And it's like, but focus on the game.
So I want to make it clear. He looks like a clown.
Okay.
Right, so
okay,
I'm not trying to defend what he's doing. What I'm saying is, statistically, he was playing a probability game.
Yeah.
And that probability is... The chance that the pass actually makes it to the end zone or towards close to the goal line is so low that I can do the minimal here, have some fun, and I'm probably going to get yelled at about it, but it's not going to lead to a game-winning touchdown. So the probability that he runs over, gets in the play, and it goes off his hand that then bounces back to Noah Brown for the game-winning touchdown, that is a 1% play.
Like, now, yeah, do you look at that play as a skill play by Jaden Daniels, or is that a luck play by Jaden Daniels?
A total luck play. There's no skill in it.
Okay.
I mean, other than
he said
really, really far.
In the post game, he did say his only objective was not to throw it beyond the end zone, because then obviously you can't catch it, and only bad things can happen from there.
By the way, that's total arm hubris. I didn't want to overthrow the end zone on like a 60-yard pass. Yeah. Yeah, me too, buddy. Now, here's where we're actually going with this.
That was pretty cocky.
Here's where we're going to go with this. I don't think Bears fans can be that mad about that loss. Like, that is such a fluky way that never happens. I know there are things that led up to that point.
Yeah, because the Commanders played much better football than the Bears all day long. I mean, yeah. Caleb finished with like 140 yards passing or something. He was awful.
Yeah, and how many times is that going to happen exactly that way?
Might be the difference between them making the postseason and not making the postseason.
Yeah, but here's the thing. One, I didn't think you were going to make the postseason anyways, and I know they started hotter than people expected. Like, let's be realistic. But more importantly, it's the coolest play in the world. Like, it is. Like, when those plays, you cannot be mad. Even as a football fan, even if it happens to your team, you just have to sit back and go, okay.
I have a cousin of mine that was at the game. He went to D.C. for the game, and he posted on his Facebook stories after the game, was like, it wasn't a win, but it kind of felt like a win to me. I think he's leaving D.C. with the idea that they did win just because it was that close.
Like, that's, to me, I think everybody who's in that stadium who can now say for the next 50 years, I was there when the Jaden Daniels Hail Mary, that's better than any individual win in the NFL. You never want to lose. So I'm not saying you have to like losing, but if you have to lose and you lose that way, that is a story that will outlast. Like, if you just lost that game, just run of the mill. You don't remember.
It's Joe Flacco scoring twice in 2 minutes with the Jets to beat the Browns.
Yes. Yes. 100%. It is the, oh my God, I cannot believe that happened. So, and Alex should take it one step further. Losing that way is better than a nondescript win 30 years from now you won't remember.
Oh, well, definitely from a memory standpoint, for sure. I think it rips your heart out, though. I do. I think that type of game that's a soul sucking type game.
For who? The fans or the
everyone
players?
Involved. Everyone involved. Especially with the taunting by Stevenson, too. Everyone involved. You hate that loss.
If it rips your heart out, and if they go on a schneid, they probably weren't going anywhere in the first place. Like, so much of being a professional is compartmentalizing. It's what's made 1-6 and now 2-6 so startling. At some point, you just have to say, like, oh, hey, we're on to the next game and actually mean it. I think that's where you got to be if the Bears.
Can I tell you, I turned the red zone off right before that play. I did. I turned it off. I thought the game was over.
Like me turning off, was that game two? No, game three with John Kensey's home run.
That's right, you did.
Yeah, because I was like, bleep a nailer, man. And then Junkie Dunk hits that thing to Euclid.
It's brutal.
God. Darryl Leiter, next on 92.3 The Fan.